Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Dave Erfley, founder and editor of the Junior Miner Junkie. Now Dave, we're going to focus on gold here. And some of the recent action in the gold market is encouraging for those gold bugs. We are up again today, and ever since that recent low, let's say, at the tail end of March was right around 1670, 1677 actually, gold has rebounded, but look, there's still a lot of resistance levels to take out here. Dave, first things first, what do you think is driving this recent rebound in gold from that 1670 level, let's say?
Yeah, sure, Corey. I think a lot of it is short covering. You know, we got down to a level that was a 382% retracement level of the move from 1045 to the doubling of 2089. And that was around the 1690 area. It got down to 1675 to 1690 area. We had a bounce from there, and then we had a retest of that level. And I think the selling just dried up. And I think the bond yields started to roll over a bit here. The dollar had a nice move higher, and it's starting to roll over a bit here. And that's giving some impetus to the short covering. I think we are seeing some value buying coming in here too. But although this is a double bottom, we see a double bottom pattern on the daily chart here. I wouldn't get excited about that unless we see the gold price get over 1775. There's really strong resistance there at 1750, 1760. That's where it ran up to today in the COMEX. And then as soon as it did, it sold off a bit, and the shares are selling off also. So if you take a look at the GDX, I wouldn't get excited until it got over that 35, 36 area. And it can't even get close to that yet. We are seeing, you know, we're seeing some buying coming into a lot of these shares, a lot of these quality shares, which is good. You know, some of them have bottomed already. I really don't see this double bottom per se holding right now. I think it might hold for a little while, but I think we're going to see some more selling coming in later on.
Okay. Yeah, still a lot of work to do. And one thing to consider, the high in March on the spot market was 1754. So just to get above there is crucial. And if gold truly does top out at 1750, that would actually be kind of bearish again for gold. Now, you even mentioned that potential double bottom in March, right around that 1670 and change level. We were talking about a potential double bottom in February, but that one dated back to the November low that was right around 1765, 1760 level. Feel like we just keep talking about these double bottoms. Is there any relevance to that argument, though?
Yeah, and the one in February was a bit more convincing at the time, short term at the time, because it was on a weekly basis. This was just on a daily basis. So, it's gold is basically saying, you know what, I still need more time to correct that huge blow off move to an all time high. And that's exactly what's going on here. This has been an orderly correction. It's been a 20% correction so far, which is a pretty strong correction, but it's been done in an orderly fashion. It's been happening in what appears to me on a long-term chart as a bullish bullish flagging pattern. That's a bullish falling wedge, and we're just waiting for a catalyst to break it out of there. Sure, the gold price could even bounce up to that 1850 area, which is where the upper down trend line is on that wedge channel on the gold chart, and I wouldn't be surprised if that takes place, but we'd have to take a look at the action of the shares to see how the shares react during that bounce if it does take place. So far, you know, we haven't had a lot of excitement in the shares over this daily double bottom.
No, you're right. But there are a select few shares that have been doing well, some of those largest miners. So maybe we can look to those as maybe some big money is coming into that market. One other thing to discuss when it comes to the shares is today. You look at something like GDX, and even yesterday, got off to a very good start, had some money flowing in, but over the tail end of the trading session, we're not quite at the close. We have about an hour to go until the close, but the shares are fading. They're not going to finish the day in negative territory, but we're not seeing that continued strength throughout the whole trading session. I know it's just 2 days, but what's the relevance in this, Dave?
Right. And also, you take a look at the volume, Corey. The volume has been declining ever since we printed the first white candle four sessions ago on some pretty decent volume. But the volume has been declining since then on each subsequent white candle. So that's another thing to take into consideration, that this bounce won't last very long. But yes, I mean, we talked about last week, the bellwether of the major miners is Newmont. It is continuing to show a bottoming pattern, and it's basically bring up the chart here. It's become short term overbought, and also if you take a look at Franco Nevada, which is the bellwether leader of the royalty companies, that stock has become short term overbought as well. So these stocks, I believe, have bottomed, and it's always a good sign when the bellwethers bottom first. And that's what happens, you know, when generalist capital starts to come into the sector, they're going to buy the majors, they're going to buy the big cap royalty companies. They're not even considering getting into anything risky like juniors or even mid-tiers right now. So those stocks are going to bottom first, and a few of them already have. So I just think it's going to be a kind of a trendless market for a little while longer here, with maybe a downward bias. But that's a good thing if you're a long-term investor, because if you're a long-term speculator in this sector, you love markets like this, because you see the long-term fundamentals are extremely bullish. We all know the inflation's coming. We all know the market is going to start pricing in that inflation. We just don't know when. So it gives us all this extra time to just hunker down and do detailed research on the companies that we like, or the companies that maybe we missed the first go around. I mean, I'm putting companies on my watch list now that I thought I never dreamed that I would have a chance to get into this stock. And wow, look at, it's corrected 60-65% from the high that it reached in August. So I'm thinking, wait a minute, maybe I am going to be able to get into a stock like this. I'll put it on my watch list. And if it hits a valuation area that I like, I'm going to go ahead and pick up some shares.
So, Dave, I've heard that argument that the fundamentals are looking good, inflation's about to pick up. In all fairness, you can say that some of the bond market is already starting to show that it is predicting inflation, but the yields have been rising for a while now. What's that catalyst going to be? Rather than just saying, look, everything is going to be great for gold, what's going to be that catalyst to truly change the direction, especially over this last 7 months?
I think the catalyst is going to be when you're probably going to laugh. Your audience is probably going to laugh at this, but I think when the Fed starts to raise interest rates, because we all know that the Fed is always behind the curve when inflation is concerned. And if they actually come out and change their dot plot to say we're thinking about raising interest rates at this time, gold will initially take a hit. But when they begin to raise interest rates, that's when gold will really start to take off. It happened on December 17th in 2015. You know, the interest rates were very, very low. Janet Yellen had just taken over, and she raised the interest rates from 0.5 to 0.75 on December 17th. And that's when gold bottomed at 1045. So I really think that's going to be a strong catalyst. The same thing happened in the 80s. Paul Volcker came in and started to raise interest rates up to 20%. And the gold price went from $100 to $850 by the time they were near done raising interest rates. So I really think that could be a very strong catalyst for the gold price finally breaking out above $2,000 and getting into its next up leg.
Okay. Well, something to consider, but I don't know. It's been a long road down to this level for gold. And as much as we say, ooh, $1,700 gold is good, it is. But $2,100 was better for the investors. So let's just see some sort of a change here. When that might come, who knows? But first things first, let's just get above that 1754 level that was the high of March, just so we don't put in another lower high for a month. Dave, thanks for your time. We'll chat again next week. I hope you have a great rest of your week.
You too, Corey. I look forward to it.